Okay, we've got an author in the house.
Yeah.
And a hockey player. But his new book is out, and he's here to promote it. It's a children's book, The Magician's Secret, available wherever books are sold. This is his third book out. He's going to be at Yorkdale at the Indigo on Saturday, July 7th at 11 a.m. He is author and Maple Leaf, Zach Hyman. What's up, Zach?
How you doing, guys?
Zachary Hyman, the book says.
That's my pseudonym.
I was going to say.
It's my book name.
Right.
It throws your nom de plume, everybody throws everyone off.
Exactly.
Much more sophisticated, Zachary.
Oh, for sure.
That. All right, I just read the Skip the Dishes app read, and we got to get right to this in a minute.
Okay.
We'll get to this off the top. We'll get to the book and all the other stuff that's going on. Gord made a claim out of the gate, and I am quite curious about this, and I find it hard to believe because I don't think you grew up in this neighborhood. I did. I grew up in North Toronto. Gord lives in North Toronto. He claims you are a legend at the Burger Shack.
He's not wrong. I mean, what jersey's hanging there, Gord?
So how, though? I've been in the Burger Shack.
There's pictures of you in minor hockey, right?
What's your connection to the Burger Shack?
Well, I grew up in the area. So
you grew up in around Avenue and Eglinton?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, right around there. So I played a bunch in North Toronto. My select was in North Toronto, the NT Green, mm-hmm. Green and Red. And after games, we'd always go to Burger Shack, get a burger. My mom still picks up I got four brothers, so she still goes to Burger Shack, texts us, what's your order?
That's a great place, man.
And we get stuff there. It's great, yeah.
I had no idea. I thought you were from north of the city. I didn't know you grew up in... Like,
yeah, Avenue. Right in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Burger Shack's a great spot.
You drop Zach's name at the Burger Shack? The doors fly wide open.
I've only been in there at like 3 in the morning, and generally I'm not in a position to really say anything, quite frankly. I roll in and just say burger, fries, gravy, and somehow I get kicked out of there. It is a great spot. So that is not fake news. You are a legend at the Burger Shack.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it's the best burgers in town, for sure.
There you go.
I'm promoting them here. So.
Yeah,
so
we've been giving them free pub all day. So no, it's great to have you in here. So how many people, you're going to be at Yorkdale again on Saturday. So this is your third book. We've talked to you about this before. And your passion for this. Do you expect anybody to show up at Yorkdale and have no idea that you're a Maple Leaf and only think this is the great Zachary Hyman, the author of children's books?
They would definitely know me by Zachary if they only knew me as the author name, for sure. So, you know what? I'm going to ask, I'll ask everybody in line if they know Zach Hyman.
Wouldn't that be actually really impressive and cool, though? Like, because this is, again, you got a passion for it.
Yeah.
And obviously, in the city, people know you as Zach Hyman from the Maple Leafs, but is there a part of you that wants people to show up and only know you as the author?
Yeah, you know what, it is cool, actually, because sometimes I go to the school visits, and they only promote it as the author, and the kids, once I get introduced as a hockey player, they all go, oh, he plays hockey, too? So, like, when I first go there, they just see me as the author, which is kind of cool that they get excited for the author part.
What's the key to writing a kid's book? I think everyone thinks they could write a children's book, but it's actually quite difficult.
Oh, it's way harder than you think. The key, I think, for me, I always have trouble with just keeping the word count down. You got to make sure that, you know, you have a great story and that kids can actually read it and understand it, because you're going for a kid's age group. But you got to make sure that it's not too many words, that they don't get too overwhelmed by it and that they understand it. And for me, I make sure that each one has an important message. So it's a big combination of things.
What's the message in this one?
This one is whatever you believe you can achieve. So it's a, you know, believe in yourself kind of book. It's an imagination book, adventure book, and that's the main theme.
Any movie plans in the future? I mean, do you want to maybe talk to Treehouse, Disney Junior? Can you move this into a TV show, or does that ever pop in your mind? Or
yeah, what? I mean, I have the rights, I guess. So, you know, if you want to push that,
absolutely.
Feel free to contact us.
Why not?
What were the children's books that you read that you remember that had an impact on you?
I mean, Hockey Sweater is a classic, even though we got the different colors, but that's a classic that I think I read. And I mean, I don't remember many of them, but I just remember always gravitating towards the one with the cool pictures, and that's why I think the illustrations.
This is illustrator. How did you come across Joe Bloom, the illustrator?
So I sent him the copy of the book. We saw his work. He has one book that, another one of his books is like an Academy Award winning book. He sold 1 million copies. So I wanted to just shot in the dark, kind of send him an email off. And he loved the story. So we sat down in Toronto and I shared the story with him, and he told me about his connection with his grandfather and how that resonated with the book, which is heavily based on my connection with my grandfather. And he loved it, and he wanted to do it, and I was just thrilled that he took it on.
The new book is The Magician's Secret, available wherever books are sold, and Zachary Hyman is in studio, and he's going to be at the Indigo at Yorkdale Saturday, July 7th at 11 a.m. Pretty wild weekend in the hockey world.
Oh, yeah.
What were you tracking it? I mean, take us to back last week when you heard that Dubas and Shanahan and Babcock were in LA and they were meeting with Tavares, and I guess there was a shot that he was potentially going to come here. What was that like? Were you tracking it daily?
Yeah,
every hour.
I mean,
because you know how fans were freaking out about
it. For sure.
This.
And I mean, everybody has Twitter nowadays, so I scroll through my Twitter feed, and half it's obviously about John and where he's going. And you know, I also want to check out where my buddies are going too. I mean, a bunch of our guys were free agents, and you don't know where they're heading, obviously. So it was definitely an interesting week.
What's that like? I mean, the idea of landing a big fish. You guys are a really good team. And now you got Tavares, who's from Toronto, 2 years older than you. Do you remember him growing up? You would have been playing just before him in the GTHL, right?
Yeah, obviously he was. You know, he was a big name growing up too. He was always at the top of his class, and when he played with the Marlies or with the London Knights, and all throughout the OHL and upwards, and he's always been a world class player. So obviously I knew who he was. I didn't have the same acumen. I kind of went to college and did a different route, but everybody knew who he was, obviously. And it's pretty special that he chose to kind of come home and to join our group. So we're really happy about it. And, you know, it shows a lot about a Toronto kid wanting to come play in Toronto.
Well, you talk about that. What are the greatest challenges to being a Toronto kid playing for the Leafs?
Well, I think there's a handful of us who have been playing here for a little bit, and we're younger, much younger than John is, obviously, and we kind of just came into the league, and we wanted to just, you know, put our best foot forward and help this team. And I think that when you come from Toronto, you understand how important, you know, the Leafs are to the city of Toronto. And I think that's a big reason that you know, John wanted to come here, is because he understands how important the Toronto Maple Leafs are. And I mean, as a kid, everybody dreams about playing for them when you're from here. So it's special for sure.
Zach Hyman in studio. You mentioned tracking some of your buddies, and JVR, Bozak, Komarov, Pollock, all veterans, have been a part of the Leafs ever since you've been on Maple Leaf, and they've all moved on. Obviously, probably different emotions, the opposite emotions, quite frankly, than the Tavares scenario. What was that like, knowing that these guys who have been staples in the room since you showed up are no longer going to be in the room?
Yeah, it's wild, because, you know, even before I was on the team, I'd watch the Maple Leafs, and you'd see those guys playing there. So I wish them all well. I sent them all a text and spoke to them a little bit, and they're all happy with where they're going. And that's, you know, that's all you can ask for as a friend, is for them to find a good place. And it's cool to see everybody, I guess, go their separate ways. But you know, those guys had such an impact on us young guys. They showed us, you know, the ropes in the league. They're around us 24/7, trying to help us out, kind of get acclimated to the league when we were all rookies coming up. We're such a young team, so. It's pretty cool. And then I actually spoke to Nazi today and telling him he's the longest tenure Leaf now. So yeah. It's pretty cool.
Because Bozak was, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So. Zach Hyman in studio. I mean, there's still vets here, right? Like Kadri's still here. Gardner's been here for a long time. And Hainsey and Marlowe and Freddie. But do you guys, the young core that came in together, yourself, Connor Brown, Austin, Mitch, do you guys feel like you've found your place in the room, so to speak? You're more comfortable now?
For sure. I think every year you try to take a step, and we're all going into our third year now, so it's a big year for all of us. And I think we took a step last year, and there's obviously another step that we can all get to, and you feel more comfortable every year for sure.
Do you feel, I mean, fans have a level of excitement now. Do you feel now like the Leafs have moved up a notch and are a team that will be considered among the contenders to win the Cup?
Well, I think that, you know, expectations are going to rise every year, and from our first year, our second year, they rose, and from our second year to this year, they're going to rise again. So we just can kind of go out there, and we're just excited to get things rolling in training camp. Obviously, there's a lot of excitement around the team now, and we're all excited, and you know, it's a nice little extra push for us to work even harder to get ready for training camp.
Zach Hyman in studio. Who's the first guy to grow a beard now that Lou's no longer?
I don't know what we'll see what the rules are.
It's, you think they're going to change? They have to change now that Lou's not kicking.
I don't know.
And Matt Martin still got them, right?
I'll tell you what, I'm not going to be the first one to test it.
No.
Yeah, I could see Kadri rolling in with a beard. I could see Hainsey potentially, some of the old school guys for sure, but. I mean, what was that like? Because it's almost grown into this mythical story, like working for Lou and playing on a team that Lou runs. And we kind of joke about it more than anything else. But is it really that crazy in there? I mean, is he really on top of you guys as much as people think on the outside?
Well, yeah, Lou's obviously he did such a good job with our team and just building a culture for all of us young players to kind of grow into and grow up together. So he's on top of everything. So he knows what's happening. He's always in the know. And I think that that's why he's so successful, is because he's always the guy who knows everything and is on top of everything. And I actually texted Matt Martin being like, you gotta keep shaving.
Keep your hair cut short.
Yeah, he's got to cut his hair now. So him and Leo are in that situation. But no, Lou was awesome. And he was great.
You check out the Marlies this spring?
Oh, yeah. They were great.
And what'd you think?
They're awesome. I mean, they won it all. I thought that they were going to do it. They had great everything. Great goaltending, great D, and great forwards. So that's that helps us a lot.
Do you feel a connection to the Marlies? You played with them for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that something you? Obviously, the goal was always to be a Maple Leaf.
Yeah.
Now you've been a Maple Leaf for 2 years, and you're locked in. You're not going anywhere anytime soon. But I mean, do you always feel like you're going to have that connection to the Marlies?
Oh yeah, 100%. I think that. You know, one of the cool things in my first training camp when Lou was sending me down to the Marlies is he said that, this is the group that you're going to grow with. So a lot of those guys who are still down there, we know because we play with them, and they're going to be up here too. So you definitely feel a connection with the Marlies, and, the equipment managers, the training staff, we're familiar with everything. So to see them win was really special, and I definitely was really happy for them.
Most games played for the Leafs among the current team? Jake Gardner, 1. Nazem Kadri, 2.
Wow.
Morgan Riley, 3. William Nylander, 4th. You're 5th.
Wow.
The vet.
That's the,
180
the
games.
The veteran.
180
I did
games,
not see that.
180 games played for Toronto.
Wow.
That's 5th most among the current group.
That's a lot of turnover, man. That's a lot of turnover.
But that's
with
the game.
Your
that's
team.
Wild.
That's the game, right?
Yeah.
That's the league.
Right? I did not see that stat coming. That's crazy.
Is there a number you have in mind? Like 1,000 always comes up, but that's
right.
A long ways away. Like,
yeah.
Is there a number that you really, once you achieve it, you're gonna be like, wow, I've been in this league for a while.
No, I don't think I can think like that. I'm 26, so. You want to stay healthy, and you just want to play, and you want to do well. So, whatever the number is at the end of the day, when I hit it, I'll sit back. And
you're looking at 181 now. You're just like, get me to that opening night against the Habs. Get me in the lineup. He is Zach Hyman, also known as
Zachary
Hyman.
Yes.
And the new children's book is out, The Magician's Secret, available wherever books are sold. It's Zach's third children's book, following Hockey Hero and Bambino and Me. He will be signing copies of his book at Yorkdale Indigo Saturday, July 7th, down again at Yorkdale, 11 a.m. So you're also recently named a spokesperson for Head and Shoulders.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
That was a confidence goals campaign that I partnered with them for. It's kind of similar message to my books, actually, just, inspiring teens to have confidence and, believe in themselves. And it's all about just being confident in your own skin.
So when you go to the rink, you can't go with your feathers all over the place, right? Like, you can't do what I did this morning. I went to the auto body shop this morning, put my car in. Like, my hair was all, you can't do that now. You're the Head and Shoulders.
You got to grow like a mane.
You got to be like Henrik Lundqvist now. You got to be like Hank Lundqvist.
Right.
You got to be groomed every day now.
Oh, man. I know. Well, that's how it was with Lou. He had to be groomed every day, too, so I'm used to it.
Do you think Dubas will continue with that, or what do you expect Kyle to bring in terms of what Lou brought? How do you think he'll adjust the way everything's operating down there?
No, I think that there's definitely been a culture that's been built here and that's been transformed the organization ever since I've been here, at least. I don't think that's going to change much, but I don't know about the little rules. I don't know what the standard is with those little rules.
I met your parents before. What would make them prouder, the fact that you're an NHL player or that you're an author? I know what my mom would say, because I've written a book.
I think my
mom would be like, my son wrote a book.
Yeah.
Not he's been on TV for 35 years.
Yeah, I think the classic answer is the book, but I don't know. I think being Toronto hockey parents are pretty proud of me playing for the Leafs. I think that's definitely number one.
Your mom looked pretty happy when you got in that fight that one day.
She's probably listening, so she's going to love this.
Yeah, I thought that was awesome. And what was cool is your dad was like, just relax, like chill out. We're probably on TV right
now. He's fine.
Do your parents expect that when they show up, like to be on camera? Because all you Toronto guys, you like Connor Brown's dad's on all the time.
Right.
It seems like it anyway. Austin's dad's on whenever he's in town. Your parents have been on a bunch.
Yeah, no, I don't know if they definitely didn't expect it in that game. It was actually their anniversary, so it was funny.
you bought your parents' anniversary?
Yeah, yeah. I sent them, like, these flowers. I had a plan to send them flowers in between the second period. I think I got in a fight in the first. So I think my mom thought that she was getting flowers because I got in a fight. So she asked me after.
Right.
And I was like, no, no, they're for your anniversary. They're for me.
That was planned. The fight wasn't.
It could have been worse. The Primo brothers fought one night in Buffalo, and their parents were there.
Oh, really? Man.
Yeah. The brothers.
Keith and Wayne fought, yeah, and the parents were
sitting. That's funny.
Those are monsters, too. Those guys could probably throw.
Oh, yeah.
Again, the book is The Magician's Secret. It's available wherever books are sold, and Zach Hyman will be at Yorkdale, at the Indigo at Yorkdale, Saturday, July 7th at 11 a.m., and recently named as a spokesperson for Head & Shoulders. Thanks for sticking around. I know you've been through the ringer here, so thanks for waiting for us to get on the air and popping in, and enjoy the rest of the summer. 91 days until opening night. I saw that earlier today.
Good number. Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
We'll see you at Burger Shack.
Yeah, for sure.
I got to go back in there, like, middle of the day, though, sober, and I'll make sure that I can check this out.
I'll take you for lunch.
All right. Perfect. I've been in there a ton. I love it. It's a great spot. Good seeing you.
Yeah, thanks, guys.